This just came into us here at the radio station, and so I'm going to actually do something we rarely do in the news business, and that is read directly from a press release. But it's well written. It's from the U.S. Federal Court. Dateline is Kansas City, Missouri, and I want to, before we even get started, I want to point out that the suspect in this case, who is now pleaded guilty, his last name is Albers, but it's A-A-L-B-E-R-S.
Yes, that is important.
An Overland Park, Kansas pediatric physician pleaded guilty in federal court today to using using concealed video cameras to secretly record 13 children for the purpose of producing child pornography.
Oh my God.
Over a three-year period from October of 2020 to October of last year. Brian Albers, A-A-L-B-E-R-S, also admitted that he was in possession of child pornography. Brian Michael Albers, 50 years old, of Kansas City, Missouri, pleaded guilty before a U.S. magistrate judge to 13 counts of attempting to produce child pornography and one count of possessing child pornography.
It's a pediatric neurologist.
Overland Park Regional.
Yeah, so this was the guy where he had two offices, one on both sides of the state line, and they were trying to figure out where, because word had gotten out that he had these films, and they were trying to figure out where he was doing the recording so that they could figure out where to charge him.
Kansas City police began investigating the case after someone discovered the cameras, and it doesn't say who, but man, would I love to know. Was it a parent? Was it a nurse?
He kept the cameras concealed inside of a backpack that he would bring with him when he entered Overland Park Regional.
He remains in federal custody without bond.
So in exchange, by the way, they found thousands of videos on his tablet or his phone, etc.
50,000.
They're not all necessarily
video files.
Right. That does not necessarily mean 50,000 videos of children, but they did find at least 1,000 images, 163 additional videos of child pornography. But here's what they did, the federal prosecutors, in exchange for his guilty plea, keep in mind he's 50 years old. When he is sentenced, he will receive no fewer than 20 years and no more than 30 years in prison. That was the deal. You plead guilty, save us the trouble of convicting you, and you are going to prison for at least 20, but no more than 30.
One parent said, they talked to multiple media outlets, but this one comes to us from KCUR after this story broke, that other than being a little awkward and talking fast, Dr. Albers was good at his job. He was really knowledgeable, found some stuff in their MRI that another clinic had missed. He seemed unorganized, but was never inappropriate in front of us or anything. When would he have been alone? If this is pediatric neurology, would mom or dad always have been there?
Potentially, yes. Yeah, I can't remember a time my daughters didn't go to the doctor that either Sean or I were not in the room.
In a heavily redacted probable cause statement, it alleged that back on October 28th, I'm guessing this was a year ago.
Correct.
Kansas City, Missouri police officers were sent to an undisclosed location. I remember this, Sam, to meet with an individual whose name was censored in court documents. That person found hidden video cameras that allegedly belonged to the doctor. The location of the initial camera was also redacted.
Well, he used more than just his phone.
I think I remember mumblings about where it was, but I can't find any confirmation about it, so I don't want to spread falsehoods.
You remember this. On October 30th, 2 days later, the reporting individual contacted police to say that the doctor had asked them to come to one of the hospitals, retrieve a backpack, and, quote, destroy the electronics because there was bad stuff on them. FBI then stepped in, federal judge issued search warrants, and here we are.
Gross. Well, I have no sympathy for him. I imagine no one does. And I would make the argument that 20 to 30 years isn't long enough. To me, when it comes to exploiting children for this sort of stuff, to me, that's a life in prison.
I agree. At the end of November of last year, the FBI published a survey requesting information from the public because of the nature of his profession and contact with children. Among other things, the survey asked parents if their child was ever alone with him or if he had asked them to send photos or videos of their child.
Great point from the text line. Why even offer a plea deal if this is a slam dunk?
Because presumably, I'm not a lawyer. I'm cost? Just guessing. Well, cost is always factored into it. Yes, there's also the possibility you lose. Highly unlikely in a case like this. But also, who are your witnesses? They're children. Many of them. Your victims are children, and you want to drag them into court to testify against this man.
One of the parents is quoted as saying, "They have lost my trust completely, but in all honesty, I've lost trust in any medical professional whatsoever."
Which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. This would scar your view, understandably so, of that profession from this point forward. It just would.
But that's like saying if you have an unfortunate or bad encounter with a police officer, that all police officers are like that. And, you know, I understand where this parent's coming from, but I don't agree with it. 913-586-7798. His name is Brian Michael Albers, A-A-L-B-E-R-S.
A bunch of people on the text line chiming in saying that he was their doctor.
You can remain anonymous. Under what circumstance, and it doesn't make it any better or worse, because one of the dads is saying, look, we changed diapers in there. Under what circumstance would a child have been alone with him if a child was alone with him? And if your child is one of the ones in the images, it doesn't matter. You are still victimized.
Clearly.
And if he was your doctor, do you think 20 to 30 years is enough? I can't imagine anyone would agree to that was enough.
I doubt. Well, I mean, in a lot of cases where you do have a plea agreement with the defendant, oftentimes the victims are consulted or at least informed. You know, hey, we're working out a deal with him. We just want to let you know so you don't end up seeing this on TV or reading about it in the paper or whatever, or hearing about it on the radio. We're working out a deal that's going to send him to prison for at least 20, but not more than 30. Now, if he gets all 30, he'll be 80 years old when he's out of prison. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.